This is Dr. Masood Shah dictating patient's name is Faye Abu Ghazali, F-A-Y-E, Abu Ghazali, A-B-U-G-H-A-Z-A-L-E-H. Date of birth is 3/24/1934. Date of service is 8/12/2025. Ms. Abu Ghazali is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She does have some swelling of her feet as well as her lower legs. She does not keep her legs elevated. She also has been off and on refusing compression stockings and ace wraps. She said that she's feeling well. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath. She was started on Bumex, which she has been taking. She denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, she denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal, H-E-N-T examination was normal, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart resonance 2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, bowel sounds were positive, extremities minimal edema, both lower extremities. Impression, number one, bilateral lower extremity swelling. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, history of DVT/PE. Next, history of degenerative joint disease. Next, history of anxiety. Next, cognitive deficit/early dementia. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. She seems to be stable. She was encouraged to take her Bumex on a regular basis. Try to keep her legs elevated. Cut back on salty food. I've also recommended ACE wraps. She will continue other medications. She will call the office if she has any other symptoms or complaints. Will have repeat labs done. Will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Thomas Eldredge, E-L-D-R-E-D-G-E, Thomas T-H-O-M-A-S. Date of birth is 12/31/1941. Date of service is 7/22/2025. Mr. Eldredge is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He said that he is doing well. He denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. He denies any complaints of any nausea or vomiting. He denies any diarrhea. He states that he does have some swelling of his lower extremities. He does try to keep his legs elevated. Denies any other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. H-E-N-T examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart resonance 2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, bowel sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Impression? Number one. Bilateral lower extremity swelling. Next, chronic congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. Next, moderate aortic stenosis. Next, mitral and tricuspid regurgitation. Next, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. Next, chronic anemia. Next, type 2 diabetes mellitus, insulin dependent. Next, diabetic nephropathy. Next, diabetic neuropathy. Next, history of CVA with right-sided weakness. Next, history of bilateral carotid artery stenosis. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, morbid obesity. Next, DJD. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms. Seems to be stable. Has had blood work done, which was reviewed. His kidney function is stable. Will continue his current medications. Encourage him to cut back on salty food. Keep his legs elevated. Pressure stockings.
monitor his blood pressure. He is following with cardiology as well as vascular surgery. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Julie Olson. Patient's name is Julie Olson, O-L-S-E-N, Julie, J-U-L-I-E. Date of birth is 1/20/1958. Date of service, 8/12/2025. Ms. Olson is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. She does have increasing swelling of her lower extremities, also has slight redness, there is slight oozing of clear fluid from her legs. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations. She denies any complaints of any nausea or vomiting. She denies any diarrhea. She was being followed by Dr. Vassallo before. She denies any other symptoms or complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD. No lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Regular rate and rhythm. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails. No wheezing. Abdomen was soft. Non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, chronic edema. Both lower extremities with dressing in place. Precious ACE wraps in place. She does have slight redness as well as warmth. She has chronic venous stasis. No other cup. On examination, impression, number one, bilateral lower extremity swelling. Next, chronic venous insufficiency. Next, cellulitis. Next, insulin requiring diabetes mellitus. Next, atrial fibrillation. Next, history of CVA with residual right-sided hemiplegia. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, history of COPD. Next, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Next, history of DVT. Next, DJD. Next, chronic venous stasis / insufficiency. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms in view of her increased swelling. We'll continue on the furosemide, 40 milligrams twice a day. We'll keep her legs elevated. Continue with ACE wraps / pressure stockings. Cut back on salty food. Repeat labs in about 4 to 5 days' time. I've also started her on doxycycline, 100 milligrams twice a day. I've encouraged her to keep her legs elevated. When the swelling improves, it will improve her infection also. We'll continue other medications. We'll monitor her blood sugars. We'll follow up on her progress. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Stanley Sokolowski, Sokolowski. Stanley, Stanley. Date of birth is 3/15/1948. Date of service is date of service is 8/14. Date seen is 8/14/2025. Mr. Sokolowski is seen in his room today at the request of the nurse, since it was noted that his leg has been somewhat swollen. Also, there is slight increased redness from before. Also has some drainage. He denies any complaints of any trauma or fall, no injury. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. Denies any complaints of any nausea or vomiting. He denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart resonance 2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, chronic edema as well as chronic skin changes, both lower extremities. Increased redness as well as warmth, both lower extremities, lower leg. Impression, number one, cellulitis. Next, bilateral lower extremity swelling. Next, chronic venous stasis / dermatitis. Next, type 2 diabetes mellitus. Next, degenerative joint disease. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. History of atrial fibrillation. Next, history of depressive disorder. Next, history of gout. Next, DJD. Treatment plan, discuss patient about his symptoms. Encourage him to keep his legs elevated. Pressure is talking. Also, cut back on salty food. I have also started him on Bactrim DX, one tablet twice a day. Encourage him to have the legs boy with soap and water, keep it mop it dry, continue other medications, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. I've also recommended that he should follow up with a wound clinic for chronic changes on his lower extremities. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Sudha, S-U-D-H-A. Date of birth is 9/23/1953. Date of service. It's 8/5/2025. Ms. Sood is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. She continues to complain of pain in her back. She says that the pain medication does help and controls it. She is working with physical therapy. She does have some swelling of her lower extremities. She denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. She was having some issues with being sleepy during the daytime. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, chronic edema, both lower extremities. Impression, number one, bilateral lower extremity swelling. Next, chronic lower back pain. Next, history of L1 transverse process fracture. Next, history of L5 spinous process fracture. Next, history of S1, S2 sacrum stress fracture. And history of hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, anxiety. Next, degenerative joint disease. Treatment, discuss with patient about her symptoms. She seems to be doing somewhat better. She has been started on Senomet, which she has been tolerating. She does feel a little drowsy at times. She was encouraged to continue her current medication. We'll monitor her progress. She was encouraged to use compression stockings, cut back on salty food, keep her legs elevated. We'll continue on the Bumex, 2 milligrams, one tablet. We'll monitor her progress. We'll check on her labs. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Robert Veek. V-E-I-K, Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T. Date of birth is 5/11/1934. Date of service is 8/14/2025. Mr. Veek is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He states that he is doing better. He was admitted to the hospital. Was complaining of generalized weakness, had a fall. Also was having jaw pain on the right side and swelling as well. He was having pain with eating, gradually worsening. Was seen in the emergency room, was felt diagnosed with abscess. Started on Unison and admitted to the hospital. He also had CT angio of the head and neck, he showed no evidence of any acute intracranial pathology, no cervical spine fracture or traumatic malalignment, no major cerebral artery occlusion. Significant soft tissue swelling in the right mandible, adjacent to the right mandibular body. Patient was doing better with the antibiotic, was evaluated with physical therapy because of his weakness, was recommended subacute rehab. He was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, he feels better. He denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rales, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, generalized weakness. Next, right submandibular swelling / cellulitis / abscess. Next, chronic left knee pain. Next, history of coronary artery disease. Status, post-CABG. Next, history of chronic microcytic anemia. Next, chronic thrombocytopenia. Next, atrial fibrillation / flutter. Next, chronic biventricular heart failure with reduced ejection fraction. Next, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. Next, benign prostatic hypertrophy. Next, degenerative joint disease. Treatment, discuss the patient about his symptoms. He seems to be doing better. We'll continue current medications. Consult physical and occupational therapy. We'll monitor his progress. We'll check on routine labs. We'll monitor on his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. End of dictation.